SBJ will be on Clubhouse today. Our hockey writer Mark J. Burns and our media writer John Aran will be on Clubhouse at 11:30 today to talk about the NHL's media rights deals. You can find them at Aran underscore SBJ. Mark Burns is at Mark J. Burns 88. I hope you can join them. Also today, our all-in conference starts at 1 o'clock. Registration is free on our website. And finally, day one of the NFL's league meetings begin today also at 1 o'clock. We'll have more on the NFL league meetings in tomorrow's Buzzcast. Today is Tuesday, March 30th. This is your morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well. Let's start around the NFL because the Buffalo Bills continue to have a strong year as the team announced a 10-year naming rights deal with health insurer Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. So now the 48-year-old venue in Orchard Park will now be known as Highmark Stadium. Remember, it had been called New Era Field up until about 2020. Then it was just called Bills Stadium. The stadium, under the new name of Highmark Stadium, will play a leading role in the rebranding effort underway for Highmark. It had been known up until March as Health Now New York. And we often see how these naming rights deals are a major role in any company rebranding. Financial terms of the deal are unknown, but sources tell our Ben Fisher and Terry Lefton that the Bills were seeking about $6 million per year. Highmark receives an option for naming rights at any potential new Bills stadium as well. Remember, the Bills control that facility through a lease through 2023. So more good news around the Buffalo Bills as they secure a much-needed 10-year naming rights deal with Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. We talked about how MLB opening day is Thursday, and we've talked about the number of fans allowed in the ballparks. Remember, Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas is set to open to full capacity. Well, last night, Monday night, it was kind of a rehearsal. The building was open. It was eligible to have 100% capacity on Monday night. It was an exhibition game between the Rangers and the Brewers. Well, let's just say fans showed a little reluctance because nearly 13,000 fans attended the game. That will be the first of two games at the stadium before opening day on Thursday. So a far cry from the 40,000 allowed at full capacity at the venue. Not surprising, but we're going to want to watch the attendance trends at Globe Life Field in Texas. Meanwhile, as we look at finances across the MLB landscape, consider this quote from Reds president and COO Phil Castellini. When talking about the Reds finances, he said, quote, financially, it's a train wreck both last year and this year, end quote. So reports have that the Reds lost $50 million or more last year. The team will be allowed to host 30% of capacity to start the season. That's about 12,000 fans at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. But Castellini admitted they do not look at this year as an opportunity to make up for last year's losses at all. And actually, the team is planning on similar losses to last year. So that gets into a conversation I have with a number of people. Further proof of the long-term damage of this pandemic. It's not just about damage over 1 year. This is a sustainable, long-lasting impact that many organizations will be facing. We talked on the Buzzcast last week about NASCAR's efforts in Bristol around the dirt track race. Well, that got completed on Monday. Joey Logano won NASCAR's first Cup Series race at a dirt track in 50 years, and it was an eventful weekend in Bristol. Remember, the truck race was washed out on Saturday amid some pretty unsettling conditions. The Cup race on Sunday was washed out as well as there was flooding around the Bristol Speedway. I had some sources at Bristol. They called it kind of a very muddy, rainy mess. But once the weather cleared on Monday, people seemed a little bit in a better mood. They seemed happier about the outcome. And they said that Bristol will host dirt track racing again next season. So NASCAR going to stick with dirt track racing despite a bumpy start at Bristol over the weekend. Let's shift to some news around the NBA because this Thursday, the Miami Heat will be the first team in the NBA to have sections of seats designated for fully vaccinated fans only. We're starting to hear more and more about sections available for fully vaccinated fans only. So the Heat will designate two sections at American Airlines Arena. Fans will have to present proof of a COVID-19 vaccination card issued by the CDC. They'll be able to sit in more closely packed sections where pods of seats will be separated by just one empty chair. So it'll be a more tight environment. Now, fans will also enter through a separate gate if they've been vaccinated. They won't have to be screened by the COVID-19 sniffing dogs that the Heat have utilized, but fans will still need to wear masks at all times. So you are seeing this trend of potentially sections that will be available only to fans who have been fully vaccinated. Sticking with basketball, I've been fascinated by this story since it was announced because it shows the global growth of any sports league. But the NBA's Basketball Africa League does plan to make its long-awaited debut on May 16th in Rwanda. This league was supposed to start last March, but of course it was postponed due to the pandemic. The Basketball Africa League is 12 teams from across Africa. They will play the inaugural season at one arena in Rwanda rather than the initial plan of playing in different countries in Africa. So again, we talk about the global growth of games, particularly basketball. Well, you're seeing it with the launch of the Basketball Africa League on May 16th. Let's end the Buzzcast like we often do, around people. Now, One Team Partners, which of course works on player rights, has made a big hire. They hired Lindsay Amstutz. She is from Sinclair's RSN business. She will become One Team Partners' new chief media officer. She will start next month. She will report to One Team CEO Ahmad Nassar. She will be based in Los Angeles. Now, Amstutz was an SBJ 40 Under 40 honoree in 2018. She'll oversee the production, distribution, and monetization of content initiatives. Now, this is a big blow to Sinclair. She was a senior vice president and general manager of the three Southern California regional sports networks, and now they will look to replace her immediately. Now, remember, One Team Partners, which was established in November of 2019, that is a joint venture of the player associations from the NFLPA, the MLBPA, and also Jerry Cardinale's Redbird Capital Partners. The group, of course, looks to help athletes make money from their licensing, marketing, media, and player rights. So One Team Partners making a big hire with Lindsay Amstutz as the company's new chief media officer. So that is your morning Buzzcast. Remember, we have a very busy day. All-in conference today, beginning at 1 p.m. Registration is free on our website. Two of our reporters, Mark Burns and John Aran, will be hosting a clubhouse meeting at 11:30 today on the NHL's media rights. Also, look for the release of our latest SBJ iFactor podcast series, our conversations with our award winners, this one with longtime sports marketing executive Steve Lauletta. So that is your morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, March 30th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.